Truck drivers are 13 times more likely to die on the job than other Australian workers, according to the findings from a Monash University study. The researchers also found that physical injuries are taking a toll on the workforce and the industry, and they're calling for an overhaul of the way truck drivers' health is monitored. Sandra Siagian reports.
Phil has been a long-haul truck driver for 46 years. He's on the road for 10 hours at a time.
I've got a trapped sciatic nerve, I've got another nerve halfway up my back, and I've got compression of my neck vertebrae, which is troubling me at the moment. I've just had a cortisone injection in my neck to try and slow that up, but I will eventually have to go and have an operation on my neck.
Phil also had two heart attacks in his early 40s.
I put that down to the way that I was living. You know, I was in the truck and I was not eating correctly and things like that. I was overweight.
A Monash University study has found truck drivers are 13 times more likely to die at work than other workers. Researchers studied more than 120,000 work-related compensation claims by drivers over 12 years. 60% of claims were for musculoskeletal injuries. Ross Isles is one of the co-authors of the study, which was funded by transport company Linfox.
If you add up all those claims together, there's over a million weeks of work that have been missed as a result of injury and disease in truck drivers. There's an enormous amount of productivity that is lost as a result of truck drivers unable to be healthy because of due to their work environment.
Michael Kane is the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, which also supported the research. He thinks it's time for the federal government to reinstate a national road safety watchdog.
Those companies at the top of transport supply chains who are reaping the economic benefit out of this industry are also literally killing drivers and the Australian community on our roads. There needs to be a body in place which can require those economic giants to pay their fair share, to lift contract pressures, and to ensure that drivers can return home safely to their families at the end of the day.
The Turnbull government scrapped the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal in April 2016, claiming there was no link between pay rates and road safety for truck drivers. Ben Maguire from the Australian Trucking Association doesn't think it's worth reinstating.
Paying people more money is not going to make the road safer. There are so many other factors involved in having healthy people behind the wheel of a vehicle that are ignored in just that conversation. And the ATA have been advocating for years for better workplace programs and those conversations around mental health.
Spokespeople for the Transport Minister Michael McCormack and the Minister for Jobs and Innovation Michaelia Cash say the federal government has invested $15.6 million to a national approach to road safety since abolishing the tribunal.
Sandra Siagian reporting.